you like about Jalen?
Yeah, Jalen. Jalen will be a nickel corner for us. Okay. He's 5'9 and a half by 200 pounds. Ran 4.3, 4.28 at the combine. Was the fastest DB there. Very explosive, 37 and a half vertical. He had a 10.4 broad jump. He was a 2-year starter, played outside mainly, both the field and the boundary. But we see him playing more inside for us. Big thing with Jalen is special teams. He returns both punts and kickoffs. He also does, he'll be a four-phase guy, so he's been a gunner on punt cover. He's been a jammer on punt return. He's been an L1 safety on kickoff return. So a lot of value special teams-wise, and then he'll come in here and compete in the nickel and win this league as much as you play in nickel packages. He can see the field quite a bit. Well, probably that would be up to Coach Stamos. I would think he can do both, but we have kick returners, you know. Probably try them both ways at both spots and then let them see which one works best at. But he's been productive at both for them. He has enough size to be a kickoff returner. Certainly, he has the speed. He hits a crease, he's going to go. So, and then as a punt returner, he can field it. He's got ability to make people miss. And then when he gets in the open field or crease, he's got a chance to score.
What, a guy that runs that fast doesn't usually last till the seventh round.
No, that's right, Brian. But you know, any time in this league, with corners, length is most valuable. I mean, that would be the biggest thing. I would think that probably pushed him down. But you're right, with that speed, they normally don't last that long. But being that he's 5'9", 5", maybe a lot of teams thought he can't play outside and he can only be a nickel. And some teams probably already have that covered on their depth chart. So,
did you guys have a much higher grade on him than the seventh round?
Yeah.
Well, you guys have made
much
a
higher.
Pretty concerted effort to beef up special teams with some of the free agent moves and certainly these last couple draft picks. How big an issue was that for you guys going into this season?
Well, it's huge. It's a third of the game, and we haven't been as productive, obviously, the past year, 2 years, as we would like. So it's been a point of emphasis all through our draft meetings. No matter what position we had covered that day, Joe was sitting in on those meetings too, because we need to find out the guys that he likes as he's evaluated them. And we need both coverage guys and we need returners. So there's been a big emphasis on it, and I think that'll continue.
Is working with a guy like Joe, is he different than maybe some other coordinators that you've worked with in terms of, like, he likes to evaluate his own?
No, it's Mal always did it too, and Mal and him did it together this year. So I think it's always important that we set out to give the coaches a list of the guys that we think are going to be special team guys for them. And we did that. We identified guys early on, and we gave them a list. Now, as we went through it, we added some guys too. As we talked through guys and brought them up the board, we would then add those guys to their list. But to me, it's always important that you have the position coach, coordinator, whatever side of the ball you're on, or special teams, that they look at them, they get a feel for those guys and where they think they're going to fit. And then we all come together and give our opinions and get on the same page with it.
For a long time.
Yes, sir.
There have been some drafts where no tailbacks have gone in the first round.
That's right.
What separates Fournette to go fourth overall from the guys who usually go in the second, third round?
Well, I think you're seeing a little bit of that coming back. And maybe it'll be a year-by-year thing, but when you got a guy like Leonard Fournette, Ezekiel Elliott was one last year. When you've got a special talent like that, that kid hit the LSU campus. He was a star from day one. Adrian Peterson was another one from my past in Oklahoma. Those guys are special. So I think you push some of that out of the way when you start talking about, we just want special playmakers, a game changer. That's what Leonard Fournette is. You don't wait to take those guys, you know.
Follow up on that, you mentioned sure. Adrian, one of your all-time guys.
Right.
A lot of comparisons there?
A lot of comparisons. That both, when they came on campus right out of high school, they were like grown men when you saw them physically. You know, I mean, that you don't see that every place you go, but those two especially. Running styles are different. Leonard bends a little bit better. Adrian was a little more upright as a runner than Leonard was. Adrian may have a little more lateral cut ability, but Leonard, for a big man, what's so impressive is his feet in the hole. You know, he is a one-cut downhill runner. But with that being said, when you get him in the hole or in tight areas, he's got the ability, quick feet, to change direction, makes people miss, gain yardage, and then he just lowers his shoulder on people. So, and Leonard will give us a big play, explosive runner. And the biggest thing is in the 4 minute. You know, and we've had a lot of history over the last couple of years, unfortunately, where we've had leads in the fourth quarter and couldn't finish the game out. Leonard gives you a guy who can do that. So,
Westbrook and Brown both fit more in special teams and maybe other spots, you know, or no?
I wouldn't particularly say that. Dede will, I think, will come in here and challenge as a slot receiver. Dede Westbrook is an explosive athlete. I watched him at Oklahoma, and they played him some in the slot, but mostly outside. But when you watch him, if they play off coverage, he eats that cushion up fast. Now it's like that. So, and then he can get on top of coverage and track the ball and make the big play. But they also did a lot of stuff with bubble screens, things, smoke screens, things of that nature with him. And his ability to run after the catch, anytime he has a ball in his hands, he's a threat because you got to close things down on him quickly because he is so fast, he's so elusive. And he was really their big play guy. I mean, they had the two backs, but the only real receiver that they had that was a threat was Dede, and everybody knew it. They still couldn't stop him. So I think Dede has a legitimate chance to come in and if he's ready to do all the work and everything, has a legitimate chance to see the field as a receiver also. Blair Brown from Ohio will probably be special teams mainly, but I think what he does is he gives us great depth. Blair can play both Will and Mike. He did it at the University of Ohio. I went and saw him in November. School visit, and then I sat down and did an interview with him at the NFLPA game in California. And he was actually a Mike when he got there. As a redshirt freshman, he played Mike. Then they moved him to Will, and he played the rest of it at Will. But he's got a little shorter, 5'11 and change, but he's got the girth. He's 240 pounds. He is a run and hit guy, very aggressive, instinctive. He's type guy. He has all the makeups to be a great special teams player. But what we're trying to do is build up the depth so that if by some unfortunate circumstance we lose one of our starters, we've got a guy who can step in, and we don't lose a lot from a speed athleticism standpoint. And the fact that he can play both is a huge plus, because you always want to cross-train your linebackers. So, especially in the nickel package, you know, he can do both in that one too. So, I'm really excited about both of those guys because I think they're going to come in and contribute, ideally right away on special teams, but I think they got a chance, you know, to see the field too, if need would be.
What stood out most about Cam Robinson?
Oh, his athleticism and size. I mean, Cam is he's a big man, but when you watch him now, he's really light on his feet. I mean, I remember going in there 3 years ago when he was a true freshman, and he was impressive. I don't know if I've seen a left tackle that athletic come in and play in the SEC right out of high school and do what he did. You know, Cam needs to get stronger in his upper body, but once he does, if he's willing to do everything that we're going to ask him to do, we could have a left tackle that could be a 10-year guy here. And those guys are hard to find. I mean, he's got all the physical traits to say that he should be a very good pro in this league. Now it's always a jump from one level to another, but this guy has faced the best of the best 3 years straight and held up pretty well. So very excited about prospects with Cam.
Do you see any reservations from the coaching staff about putting rookies in both return roles?
I'm sorry, say again?
Do you see any reservations from the coaching staff about putting rookies in both return roles?
I have not seen that be said. I think basically our philosophy is who's the best guy that's going to help us win the game, regardless of if they've been here or they're just coming through the door now. We're looking to win games. We're looking to win now. And whatever of the 53 are going to step up and provide that, we'll put it on them.
So you obviously see DB and Jalen as guys who can both take on those roles.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what the hope is. I mean, anytime you draft guys like this, you say, well, okay, they'll come in and play on special teams right away. But in the back of your mind, you always have to be cognizant of injuries. So you never take a guy who, or very seldom would you take a guy who is special teams only and then say, well, you know, we get into an injury situation. Now you're short a man, basically, when you're playing 11 on 11. So I think both of them can develop into players on offense and defense. I think you guys will be surprised with D.D. Westbrook and just how talented he is.
Follow-up on Fournette. I don't know if it's a knock, but some of the analysts said leading up to it that he was a lot more productive running when the quarterback was under center and he had a little bit ahead of steam as opposed to shotgun. Did you see that?
Well, it's a little bit of probably a comfort zone with him. You know, I think he's productive in both environments. You know, they ran more of a pro style attack, so that quarterback was under center more even when he was younger. So, and a lot of times you had a fullback in front of him. Backs are different. You know, some guys like to run behind the fullback. Some guys don't want a fullback. Some guys like to run it out of the gun. Some guys like to dot the I and take it in the pro style attack. I think he'll do both. He's done both. He's been productive. I've seen it in games where he's been productive out of both of them. I think sometimes you can overanalyze some of that stuff a little bit. You know, Leonard ran for 1,900 and some yards in 2015. I don't think it mattered if the quarterback was under center or standing right next to him in a shotgun. You know, so very excited to have those guys. It's been a good weekend.
Sure.
Yeah, I know you said that you expect DD to compete right away. With drafting Jalen, you said you had a much higher round grade on him. How do you expect him to compete with Aaron Colvin then?
He'll come in here and compete. I think all these guys will come in and compete. You know, I think that when we draft these guys and there are certain grades on them, what we talk about is that grade on them is how we see them fitting respectively to their position, okay? So anytime, the grade doesn't matter really now. They're ours. So now it's from what do they do from the time they come through the door till we're ready to start playing in September. So I think all these guys have an opportunity to fit a role. Now, whether that's being a part of a wave on offense or defense, or it's strictly special teams, all three phases are what we're looking to improve. So there's a role for all of them.